It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Indeed it is, and our guests this week are the boys from Jewel. I'll let you guys introduce yourselves.
Hey, how's it going?
What were your names?
Hello. I'm Jamie.
I'm Maurice.
You guys are sneaky.
I'm Maurice.
Swapping each other's names.
Yeah.
So you've come in and you've chosen three tracks to play for us.
That's right.
The first one, Tame Impala. What made you pick this one?
I guess it's kind of where it all started for us.
Yeah, we started our first band because we heard them back in the day and we wanted to be Tame Impala.
High school, yeah.
Who didn't?
Yeah.
Just high school listening band.
Yeah, we started a band in high school, purely like started jamming their covers and last year at school.
And you were both in the same band?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool, and you stuck together, which is nice.
We did, yeah. We spawned the new...
This one, because this is Innerspeaker. Why did you choose like a track from Innerspeaker over like Lonerism or Currents? It's a lifelong argument.
That's the because that's the time, you know.
Yeah.
That was released in our last year of school.
Oh, okay, awesome. Yeah. So that was just like a big high school listening influence. Do you reckon it sounds kind of like what you guys are going for with Jewel, or maybe in the last EP?
Not really going for it, but definitely influenced by it.
Yeah.
Just because we put it on repeat pretty much for our
younger years. Them going to uni and our headphones on the way on the bus home and all that shit.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, let's give it a listen and then we'll talk about the second track that you guys have chosen for us.
Yeah, because it was there last year.
Yeah.
It's a great album.
Yeah, it is, man.
you're saying that you've seen them almost every time that they've come to New Zealand. Is there any standout performance out of the last few years?
I think that Laneway one, the first Laneway they played.
You mean Big Day Out? Or, oh, no, Laneway, like, a long time ago.
Long time.
Yeah, Stanley Park.
Yeah, Stanley Park.
Oh, I didn't see that one, but I'm sure that would have been a big one.
Yeah.
When was that? What album?
I'm not too sure, actually.
Yeah, a while ago,
yeah. That was probably the bit, yeah.
Why is that? Why did it stand out?
I got to meet them, eh?
That probably helps do it a bit. What were they like?
Nice, yeah. They tried to get into cassette for the after party, but they had jandals on. And the bouncers were like, no, you don't
know.
And then I went and told, I think it was Bridge, actually.
Yeah.
Or someone from the promoter and said, you know, like, the guys that just headline Laneway outside and can't get in.
What?
They came down and, you know, got them in. And
well, good.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that they didn't get let in straight away. Because they're so
jandals
cool.
Are just...
Yeah, classic, eh? You wanted to play a track from The Doors. What made you pick this one from a massive discography?
I think... I don't know, I've always loved The Doors. Mm. When I first heard them, I think, you know, Jim Morrison as a front man and...
Pretty impeccable.
Yeah.
And also got, like, a big history as well. Like.
Yeah, and after, like, listening to them, it kind of made me sort of realise, like, you know, I want to fucking make music and...
Yeah.
After being in a band and all that with our other band.
It's a pretty good band to look up to.
Like, yeah.
It got some really good songs. Like this one here.
Yeah, Maggie.
What made you pick this track over the...
Oh, it's a bit fiery. It's a bit random. It's a bit weird, yeah.
Yeah. Nice, we'll give it a listen.
Cool.
Left in the will, so she went down to
saying that you were just mentioning that you just like love the lyrics of the song. Any particular bit that stands out to you in the song?
You're, if you're sad and feeling blue, go out and buy a pair of brand new shoes.
Very relatable.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, and this last track, which we just, you were tossing up between two, Dandy Warhols and this one here that you decided on in the end. What made you pick this one here?
Just this band's had quite a big influence on me musically. They're kind of undergroundish, but yeah, they just have like always have like a droning thing in the background and just like kind of like sounds like loop drums, but it's live, and I know it just gets you in like the tripping sort of headspace.
You were saying that that some of it's a bit too much from the album that they have on Spotify.
Oh yeah, just for me personally, it's real. Some of it's pretty out there, but this one's kind of like the more accessible one probably.
Yeah, which is nice.
Stuck
and
in the moment.
Why did you choose this individual track over the rest? Just because it's like a easy listening kind of one?
Yeah, and just, I don't know, I feel like a lot of their songs have influenced me.
It's real like proggy, yeah, this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's called Stuck in a Moment? I'm pretty sure it's about tripping.
Because they're from Perth, right?
Yeah.
Do you think, like, because like, you also chose Tame Impala, which is just like another Australian band. Do you think it's just like Australian influences on like your music?
Aussie.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I think I probably found them through Tame Impala somehow.
YouTube.
I think it's just the scene that was happening in Perth.
Yeah, of course. And they do have like quite a good, like, kind of like psych electronic thing going for them over there, which is really nice. All right, let's give it a listen. I don't know this one, so I'm real curious.
Crank it. Thank you.
So you guys have a show coming up this Friday, Cassette 9, Beachwear.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who
yep.
else is playing that? Elixir.
Yeah, Elixir.
Elixir played on Fancy New Band on Friday last week on Morning Glory.
Oh, sweet.
Very impressive, because they don't have any recorded music, right? Or hardly
yeah,
any.
Yeah, what kind of music do they make?
It's just kind of like, because they're twins, yeah. It's kind of like synth kind of pop, but like yeah. bit of an edge. Pretty impressive, like cool. pretty nice. They've got like incredible voices. It was real funny listening to their interview because they, like, you couldn't tell which one of them was talking. So it was kind of like the same person talking to themselves. So it was a bit weird, but pretty funny. So it'll be a great show. How much is it on the door?
I think I want to say 10, but
yeah,
I'm not...
you can assume.
Yeah,
I guess that 10, 15 maybe. Be good. Well, that'll be real good. And we're going to play your new single, or most recent single that came out in December. Is there anything that you guys have coming up in the future that you want to plug? Like, how's the next recording process going?
Yeah, we're really busy. We're recording heaps.
And you're saying that you're trying to like expand the band a little bit, but just trying to find the right person, I guess, is a struggle.
Yeah, getting a live drummer in.
Mm. Should be a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'm curious to see what comes out of that then. This is your most recent single, Stuck. Thanks for coming up and having a chat to me.
Thank you.
Cheers, thank you.
Was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.